Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. I know it's been a while since I posted a podcast episode, and this episode is going to be kind of different, honestly, because it is going to be a lot more transparent and just kind of me sharing just some more just issues, things that I go through doing what I do and helping the people that I help, and hopefully it'll just give you guys a little bit of perspective. So just stay tuned, and I hope you find this beneficial. All right, so let's talk about what I'm talking about today. So for those of you that follow us on Facebook and YouTube, maybe about like a month ago, I did a very vulnerable broadcast. And in the broadcast, I pretty much, it was called Nurse Choma, You're a Scammer. That's what it was called. And in that broadcast, I was crying. I was boohooing. I was just kind of sharing how I feel about some things. And so if you haven't watched it, you're not going to have a lot of context to what I'm talking about. But if you have, then this is kind of like the behind the scenes explanation behind that particular video. So, you know, I have been doing, I'm going to mention a couple of things first. And if you're Christian, you're going to have a better understanding about what I'm going to share. But if you're not, you'll still maybe get some context with it. But honestly, it will make more sense if you're a believer. I've been doing, helping people to pass their boards for a long time now, since 2015, right? And it's definitely been a journey. It's something that God has called me into doing, to do this. And you may be thinking, like, how can this be a calling? Well, I'll get into that in a little bit. But something I definitely was called or led into doing. And it hasn't been easy, to say the least. And it's definitely not usually gratifying, you know. It's a lot of long hours, a lot of consistency, persistency, a lot of being the one to encourage other people and not being encouraged, usually being the one that people always go to because they need something and not because they want to see what you need. I mean, that's essentially what you experience when you are a leader. You know, when you're a leader, when you're an influencer, when people want your time and your gift, and they see what's on you. And so, and they see how it could benefit them. And also when they've been praying for help and answer, and then you come into their life, and that's how you know you've been called to it, because it answers people's prayers too. So anyways, a lot of the people that we work with, though, and have worked with, are people that have been, I mean, really struggling to pass their test, you know, really struggling to pass their test. And I'm not talking about for like a couple of weeks, but I mean like months, years, people who have went through school and failed the tests, their school shut down, you know. And so you can imagine what it must feel like to graduate from nursing school, you know, go through what, 2, 3, 4, 5 years and not pass the test. And you can't work, but you still have all the student loan debt. And then every time you go to work, you have to explain to people why you don't have your license. And then you have to also explain that to, you know, friends and family. So I get a lot of people that are honestly depressed, sad, the least motivated people, to be honest, is usually somebody who has taken it multiple times, and like they know they see the benefit of it, but the problem is now they're a wife, or they're, you know, a father, or they're a spouse. They have other responsibilities now that take their attention, and so they struggle to integrate it into their studying, into their lifestyle. So anyways, though, but by the grace of God, we've gotten like so many people that have passed their tests. I mean, so many testimonials. It's really incredible what God has done. However, though, so now going back to what led originally to me recording this is, and you know, that video I was talking about is, I was starting to experience that I was experiencing, just people who were being spiteful and mean, pretty much, to me. And but now in hindsight, I know that it was honestly just a spiritual attack by the enemy to discourage me because of some of the things that God's taking me into. That's essentially what it is. But at the time, though, I couldn't see it that way because it seemed like it was back to back type of thing, you know? So first the thing that started it off is, and I'm not going to use any names or anything like that, but one thing I do experience often is people who I know I helped them to pass their test. I know it was things that we brought out and et cetera, videos, courses, things that they implemented and learned, because the reality is that you can't graduate from nursing school 1, 2, 5, 10 plus years ago and then expect to pass it in like, you know, a few weeks. Like, it's not realistic, especially when it's nursing school, one of the hardest professions out of all the other degrees to obtain. And so you can't, like, you have to really actually know the information. You can't really take shortcuts and do a bunch of questions and then like think that's it. There is a thought process. There is a comprehension. There are skills, you know, that you have to master. And then, especially when, you know, your learning is limited to, you know, online and, you know, books in front of you, you don't have the full spectrum of a nursing program to really, you know, comprehend to that level, especially in more a faster accelerated rate. So it takes time, you know, it takes time. And so I remember I had one particular person who literally this person, they had been attending our classes and reviews and courses, et cetera. They had been struggling to pass for quite some time now. And so finally they, after maybe like a year or so, and they couldn't, like, we had one of our products or programs, right? And so, and I'll be honest, and I'm not doing this anymore now, though, because I'm just taking this in a different direction. But we have like a coaching program, right? We had a coaching program. We just finished the cohort, to help people pass the exam. And it's not going to be free to join the coaching program. It's not going to be a couple hundred dollars to join the coaching program because it's a coaching program. You know, it's a program where literally you get one-on-one access, you attend a group classes. We pretty much every week or every other week, over the course of almost over a year. And in addition to that, like, I'll meet with you privately to help you to study. So it's not like, you know, your typical review where it's you plus 100 plus people, and you're not going to get a personalized study plan, you're not going to get attention, you're not going to be able to text the teacher. You know, it's things that you have more intimate access to in order to account for the fact that you need more time to pass your test. So our coaching program, you know, it costs money. It costs, like, you know, in the thousands to invest into it, but it's worth it because of, like I said, how much support you receive to pass your test, so that way you can go into a career that now is paying nurses anywhere from $5,000 per week, you know, to work as a nurse because things are so short. So it makes sense to invest thousands of dollars in order to get, not, and I'm not saying that everybody has to do that, but it makes sense to do that if you're gonna obtain a license to get that type of pay at a much accelerated rate versus you going back to nursing school and paying for a nursing program, which is way more expensive, and then plus you still have to pay back your student loans. So anyways, though, I had one person who pretty much came back. This is after they used all our resources. and said some very mean things to me. It just pretty much said like, oh, but you know what, I passed and it wasn't because of your help and all this other type of stuff. And that was honestly, I didn't reply back to it, but it was very hurtful. And it made me as if like, I'm like malicious or a bad person or anything like that. And so, and I'm still a human being. I'm not like, this strong person that has no emotions or feelings, So I charge higher prices for certain things because of how much support you're receiving, not because I just want to, So anyways, and then plus I have to take into account that because people are repeat test takers, they usually need more time than they anticipate to get help. So anyways, that was that. Then after that, then I got another email of somebody who said something very mean as well. You know what? I saw reviews of you, and you know what? People said that you're a scammer, so I'm good off of you. Bye. And it was like, wow, really? I was like, oh my gosh. This is so, I was so blown away. And that one, I actually cried when I got that email. But it's just interesting though, because like I'll get emails all the time of people saying like, oh, I saw reviews on you and it was so good, and people said great things about you. And so that's why I said, like, in hindsight now, I know it's just the enemy. I just know it's just pretty much an attack, spiritual attack, because I'm a believer, because I'm Christian, because this is still a God-based business that is centered around prayer and praying for the people that pass their boards. Because that's another thing that I do with people I work with more closely, is that I pray with them, I pray over them, in addition to teaching, coaching, giving you the materials, giving you the courses, everything. So anyways though, right? So it's just interesting though. So I guess I allowed my emotions to get the best of me, and I paid way too close attention to all the negative things that a couple of people were saying, versus all the overwhelmingly positive things that people were saying. And the reality is that when you're a perfectionist, it's kind of hard to not ignore the negative. And so now I'm like, I realized that, checking people's emails was kind of like emotionally too much for me. So now I have to delegate it to somebody else, so that way I can still keep doing what I'm doing. So, so dealing with that, and then I had a couple of people, pretty much they were either bots or they just weren't real people, because they were like posting false accusations on one of our Facebook ads that had nothing to do with us. Like, yeah, these are the boards of nursing that are doing blah blah blah. I was like, what? Huh? I was so confused. And all these things were happening literally, like I said, back to back simultaneously. So yeah, so that honestly just led to the breakdown. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna talk about this. I'm gonna tell people. I'm gonna come on here and go live. And I'm gonna tell y'all, I'm not no scammer, so that's what prompted me to come on. And unfortunately, because like I say, I am a person, I am human, I could not contain my emotions, and so that was, and so what you saw, if for those of you that watched me on Facebook or YouTube, that video, that was really me for real. That was my tears for real. That was my emotions for real. And so unfortunately, because of experiencing that, and then plus also on the other side, on the other side too, I also deal with stu I also experience I experienced at that same time a student that decided to just completely walk away and give up completely and did not even make any announcement to me. And it was just kind of hard, it's kind of hard, especially when you are so emotionally invested in seeing people win. And then and then you start to, question your own self. And I know that at the end of the day, it's not me. But sometimes it can be hard for it can be hard because passing the test after repeated failures, or years away from school, it takes patience. It does. It takes patience and discipline and consistency. And that's why not everybody makes it. I remember when I went through nursing school, actually when I first started, so many people I knew wanted to become a nurse. And like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do the prereqs, and then we did the prereqs, and then people fell off, and then when it was trying to get into the program, people are like, you know, I'm gonna switch majors because it's too hard to get in, you know. So like I recognized people are gonna walk away because it gets too hard for them, and life happens as well, and they just don't have the patience to keep studying anymore, and they just don't believe that they should be a nurse anymore, despite how many prayer calls you do, despite how many encouraging emails you send, despite how many videos you put out. Some people just don't want to keep doing it anymore. And so I've learned to just accept that and embrace that, you know. So anyways, that was pretty much all the things I was dealing with. And yeah, so now and this is me being totally transparent now. However, though, because of going through all these sins, it did force me to go into prayer and kind of re-examine what I want and what we're doing and et cetera. And at least at the time of me sharing this audio right now, we're totally transitioning where we're not going to do any more live review classes. I'm not going to do any tutoring. I'm not doing any coaching. Instead, what we're having now are just only courses, books, and then we'll have like a private online community where people can connect with one another and get support. But I'm not gonna do any more opportunities where people can have one-on-one mentorship with me or group mentorship with me, because I just realized at the end of the day, I've been doing this for more than since 2015, so it's been a long time. And so I'm just at the place now where I realize, okay, I have created so much out there now where people are passing with just the courses, you know, and so I don't have to keep doing things the way I've always been doing it. And so in the hindsight, despite all the attacks and the negative things that people said, you know, God used those naysayers to change my direction and to change the course of how we do things. And I feel in my heart that this will actually reach more people and help more people, because not everybody can work with me one-on-one. I know there's, you know, like the way it was, there will be people like, yeah, I really want to talk to you. I really want to work with you. I want to meet with you. I want you to tutor me. Not everybody can afford to do that, you know, because what people don't realize is that I am not just tutoring you, right? Like, if you wanted to pay me, somebody who is a CEO of a business who has thousands of followers, that, and I say this humbly, where people inbox me all the time asking, can you be my mentor and tutor, et cetera, you know, and then plus I also work with business owners, plus I also do speaking, plus I have books, like, I have a lot on my plate, so I can't charge, you know, $50 an hour or something. Like, I can't do that because I have so many responsibilities. But people don't see it that way. And if you charge too much, then people, you know, all of a sudden, like, you're no longer a woman of God. And it's heartbreaking, but it's the same thing that keeps people exactly where they are when they have that type of mindset too, because they can only see things from their perspective and not yours. So I know I'm probably just ranting on and stuff, but pretty much because of all of these chain of events, we're not doing any more live reviews, no more live, no more tutoring, no more coaching. It's just courses now. And it's okay, because what I'm doing now, I'm making our courses like amazing. Like, oh my gosh, I'm literally in the process of re vamping all of our courses. So yeah, so that's kind of the behind the scenes behind that video and what happened. And if you want to, you're always welcome to share your thoughts. You know, you can always send like an audio. And please don't send the audio or message thinking you're going to change my mind. Or, you know, like, oh no, Nurse Choma, that's not what you should do. You should keep doing the tutoring, but do this now. No, I already heard from God. Okay. I already decided what I'm going to do. And there's just other things behind the scenes that you guys can't see aside from what I'm doing right now. So yeah, so if you are serious about passing your tests, passing your boards, then you know where to go. Go to our website, you know, take advantage of our courses. I promise you they're well worth the investment to help you to succeed, and get the help that you need. Because like I say, because we're called to repeat test takers, and because the fact that repeat test takers require, you're going to require more discipline and consistency and self-motivation. That's why courses are the best route for us, for you and us, right? Because of that fact, because I can't carry everybody, you know? So, and by the end of the day, it's all about, it's for you, right? It's for your family. It's for your life, right? It's your license. It's that, it's all those things. So I hope that what I shared today, I hope you found it insightful. I hope you learned something. I hope it gave you some clarity behind that previous video. And thanks for tuning in. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Leave us a positive 5-star review. Definitely appreciate it. But subscribe so you don't miss any more of our podcasts. All right. See you the next time. Take care. Hey there. Thank you so much for tuning in and for listening to this. If you found this helpful, make sure, like I said, you go ahead and share and follow us. So that way you don't miss any more of these audios or these podcasts, and leave us a positive review. And then also too, if you're trying to pass your NCLEX exam, honestly, this is only just the beginning. Inside of our School of the NCLEX Refresher course, in there, I really dive in deep with that program. And it's literally over 130 hours of videos. But this is like a course that you'll never ever, you won't see anything like this before. Because it's video teachings, it's PowerPoint slides, it's PDFs, it's audios. But then I also include very interesting exercises for you to complete as well, to in order to stimulate critical thinking and clinical reasoning, where just really, I don't want to go into too much depth, but pretty much different exercises that will help to practice nursing judgment. And then I also include strategies. There's lots of video lessons. There's also quizzes, assessments, exams. I want to say, and then there's also some question banks too. So there's at least about 25 to 35 assessments, and then anywhere from about 200 to 500 questions as well. Not to mention the 130 hours of video teachings. And ooh, this is like pretty much organized like the way I always talk about, you know, mastering the content in the right order. That's exactly what this course is all about, is helping you to learn the information in the right order so that way it can really make sense to you. So if that sounds like something that you really need, make sure you click below this episode and check it out. Get access to today. I'm sure we're always doing something special, but click below and get access to it today. All right, talk to you next time.